Hello, Carl.
Hi, Shauna.
How are you?
How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Very well.
Well, I want to congratulate you on this season.
Oh, thank you.
I guess you're making history as Mary Stewart.
I don't know if we're making history.
I think you are. I think they've extended the production a fourth time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. We were joking, thinking maybe we'll put Holly Reeves on the mantle and do it as a Christmas show. But...
You could, you know, you still have, I'm sure people would come and see it a third and fourth time.
They might.
But this must be fun for you this season because you're a chameleon anyway, but this time around, Mary Stewart and Madam Carty. So I guess we should start with Mary. Oh,
okay.
My God. What a complex character this lady, this
mm-hmm.
queen is.
Mm-hmm.
I look at this as sort of a woman torn between her private self and her public self. So as the character has evolved, what more have you discovered about Elizabeth?
Well, I just think she's a political animal, as is Mary. They just have different tactics.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth basically kept everybody guessing and never committed to a decision, certainly not about marrying any ruler of a foreign country.
Mm-mm.
This way she kept her country at peace because everybody was a potential suitor, and she kept everybody guessing, and she maintained her own power without becoming a consort. And Mary's tactics were, she always had a man at her side,
yeah.
From one man to another, and used tears and manipulation, as did Elizabeth, I'm sure. But they were very different women, I'm sure there are, and Schiller talks about this, that Elizabeth started off really rough, and that she was, in the tower for a few years as a teenager,
yeah.
And could have died at any moment when her sister was on the throne. And Mary was brought up in a French court. In the lap of luxury.
Entitled. Entitled girl.
Yeah.
And Mary's Elizabeth is a survivor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she was. And in fact, Elizabeth was smarter than she is in the play. I think the play really does side towards Mary. Certainly Schiller does.
Yeah.
Elizabeth was smarter than the play because she never did meet Mary.
Mm-hmm.
She knew better than that. She
yeah.
listened to her advisors who said, if you go, it will look like gloating. If you see her, you have to pardon her. That's not possible. She's a threat.
Mm-hmm.
It would be the same, I suppose, as having Osama bin Laden on American soil.
Yeah.
Couldn't happen.
There are lots of modern connotations. I think Mary is sort of a manipulator, uses the men around her as well to a point. And Elizabeth is so strong in one way and yet probably vulnerable in another. Do you think she trusts anyone?
Oh, I think she did, and she made mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
She trusted Mortimer. I'd like you
yeah,
to take
snake.
Away. I'd like you to get rid of this little problem called Mary Stuart. Can you do it quietly in the night?
Yeah.
Yes, I can. And he turns out to be a Catholic fanatic revolutionary,
mm-hmm.
An agent of the Guises. An agent of the Pope, and so she misread him totally, as she misreads Lester.
Mm-hmm.
So her character assessment, she's vulnerable because her vanity
mm-hmm.
is great, and that's her Achilles heel. And she succumbs to that, and I think she is, of course, she's terribly hurt by it. Furious with herself for being so stupid and gullible.
For vulnerable. When you found out about this, how long did it take you to research this role? When did you start researching the role?
Well,
of
when you're doing Shakespeare for 30 years, you've read tomes about Elizabeth anyway.
Well, that's
because
true
you need to know the world order of Shakespeare's universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked to do this play about 15 years ago, but playing Mary. So I had done research and I couldn't do it. It was conflict. So I was as a teenager, as many young teenage girls are, or very fascinated by Mary Stewart and that whole
yeah.
world. It was very romantic, certainly as Schiller is, tends to depict Mary's life quite romantic and thrilling.
they're kind of polar opposites. But, you know,
I don't know that they're polar opposites. Well, I just think they're different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes to say, oh, Elizabeth is all head and Mary's all heart, which I think is kind of reductive. I don't believe that at all. I mean, Mary was quite cunning, very cunning, in fact.
Elizabeth, I think, hides, you know, a lot, keeps a lot buried down inside.
She has to. She's a political animal.
Yeah.
What politician do you know that wears their heart on their sleeve?
One, really. I mean, if they do, it's it's an Achilles heel, or
it's for a purpose. They have a purpose in mind when they reveal something. There is a political purpose behind it. And so many leaders basically says nothing can stick to me. I have to be Teflon. So you will take the bullet. You will be banished, Burley. You will take the bullet, Nigel Wright. So I think that they know that that's part of the deal. The leader has to remain untouchable and unstained, reputation-wise, because otherwise you can't continue to rule, even if you are a monarch. The throne was so unstable, she needed the people's affection and love, which she had.
Yeah.
I mean, she did summer tours every year and went through all the countryside and, you know, beggared her lords. But the people adored it.
Yes. And if she would have, I mean, you know, Mary was sort of, I guess she, you know, if she would have executed Mary, or I guess she kept Mary there for, what, 18 years or
19
something?
Years.
19 years.
19 years.
Before we know what happens to Mary, working with Lucy. You guys haven't worked together since Fallen Angels.
Well, that's the only time we've worked together.
Yeah.
Well, and Tartuffe, briefly. But the time we really had more than one scene together was Fallen Angels.
Yeah, was that? Is it fun?
We only have one scene together in this.
Yep, the,
so it's fun, yes, yeah. It's great. But it goes by like that.
Like confrontation.
So, because basically we're in two separate plays, and we meet in the middle.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, it's been great fun.
How has the play evolved for you? Because it's been going for a while now, so.
I think one has become more at ease with the language and the translation, and I think, like any play that you've rehearsed well, it just becomes deeper and more complex emotionally.
Yeah.
You find certain things that you think, oh, that's still not working, and you keep working on it. And I think the fun quotient is greater. And you know what? It doesn't hurt to have 110% houses.
No kidding.
Because, I mean, the energy from the audience that you get is wonderful and invigorating. And so that's very exciting to have that kind of arena. And it's a political arena, and so much of it resonates right now.
Yeah.
So,
it's almost like you guys are having a boxing match or something like that.
Yeah. And it's a political arena, and everybody understands that. Everybody understands the manipulations, and, you know, I will not say anything that will incriminate me.
Yeah, exactly.
And the factions and the deceit that's going on.
Yep, it's very, there's a lot of modern connotations, which I think is great about this play. And this is the second time it's been done at Stratford.
Yes, I saw with Pat Galloway and Margot Dionne and R.H. Thompson were in it in 1983, I believe.